I'm really sorry if I've come to the wrong place here, but I got this letter in a mail, and it says I've been conscripted?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, you've been conscripted. What's unclear about that?
Well, first of all, I didn't realize I could be conscripted.
If you could just take your clothes off and step on the scales there for us.
Oh, well, I've come to challenge it.
You can leave your underwear on, but, you know.
But I don't have to.
Well, that's up to you.
I mean, I don't really want to fight in a war, to be quite honest.
Well, it's too bad you've been conscripted.
Now, is that optional, or is that like... Is this like jury duty?
It's kind of like jury duty, except you can't get out of it.
I was going to say, I got out of jury duty, but on account of my political views.
You're a weak man.
I'm hoping I can get out of the war on account of my political views.
How's that going to work, do you think?
Well, I said during jury duty that I would happily shoot anyone who disagrees with me, so I...
Oh, but that's perfect for the war, like...
Is it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need in a soldier.
Oh, usually I'm happy to hear that, but on account of the situation, I'm not.
Well, so you're going to just change your political views, are you?
Well, I don't know which side of the war you're conscribing me to, to begin with.
Yeah, you're conscripted.
Can I pick the side?
Can he pick a side?
Yeah, I think we just need to kind of stock up both, to be honest.
Is it just like fitting me a uniform and handing me a gun?
I suppose, like, if you put, like, on a civilian outfit, or, like, if you join the police or something... You know, it doesn't really matter.
You're setting me mixed signals here, because I wasn't allowed to join the police previously.
Well, yeah, but it's different now.
That wasn't wartime.
Yeah, we didn't ask for you then.
So how come I can join the police during war?
It's technically a military police now.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, you're conscripted now. Are you fucking Vic?
I'm a wee bit, to be honest.
Oh, right. Sorry, I've been coming off too hard on you then.
Don't apologize. You got it right.
Ireland. The small rock of drunken horses off the far side of the coast of Iceland is no stranger to civil wars. There was the 9 Years' War of 1594, which was narrowly defeated by the 11 Years' War of 1641 in a battle that spanned almost 2 years. There was the Irish Rebellion of 1798, and the Irish Rebellion of 1803, and the Irish Rebellion of 1848, and the Irish Rebellion of 1864. Not to forget the Easter Rising, the Irish Rebellion of 1916, and of course the Irish Revolutionary War, the Irish Rebellion of 1919. Then there was the Irish Civil War of 1922, and the 30-year civil war known as the Troubles, in the late 20th century. For almost 30 years, Ireland has remained a somewhat peaceful state. That all changed in November 2024, in the small landlocked seaside border town of Dunbracken. What started as a fun and joyous day celebrating the birthday of the town's mayor ended in tragedy.
Just having fun. There were amusements, a bunch of stalls, the time was completely packed. It was wonderful to see.
I was a clown. I love being a clown. You never get to be a clown on a normal day, but there I was, just being a clown. I felt so free, a free clown.
It was my weekend with the kids. So this festival that the mayor had put on in his own honour, that was just a thing that I needed to get one over on my ex-wife. I could finally be the fun one, you know. I could finally be the one who could get a goldfish for once, for the kids. My ex-wife has so many goddamn goldfish.
I was chosen as the one prisoner allowed out for the day to attend the birthday celebrations.
And I just entered the raffle on a whim, you know? Never thought in my wildest dreams I could be chosen. Couldn't believe my luck. And on the day I was scheduled to be put to death, too. Now, looking back, I wish I'd been put in that chair.
I don't really know what happened. One moment, everyone was partying and having fun. I was getting an incredible reaction as a clown. I had just made the most impressive balloon gazebo. The next moment, I was running for my life, dodging shrapnel and bullets, as balloons popping all around me. And my gazebo was torn to shreds.
The police just turned on everyone. I'd never seen anything like it.
Even though I wasn't supposed to be killed by firing squad, I just assumed that the bullets were for me. But I was wrong.
Someone said the mayor, who no one even saw on the day, just snapped.
He was just screaming down the phone to his assistant. I just happened to be in earshot, and I gotta say, I was mighty impressed. I haven't heard someone scream down the phone with that much vitriol in a long, long time. And I'm the principal of the high school, so I scream down the phone to a lot of parents, a lot of teachers, down the intercom sometimes. I scream in the faces of children. You know, if somebody needs a good scream, they need a good scream. And this assistant, he clearly wasn't doing his job, you know. So he got a good bollocking, got a good ear-licking bollocking, I tell you that much for free. Aye, then after that bollocking he got, the assistant, he just stormed the stage, and he was fiery in his temples, I tell you. He was an excitable man. Small man. Thin man, but there was an anger behind the eyes that made him grow 10 feet tall, you know? It's nice when you see a small man get big.
He punched a lead singer of Freaky Nipples. Slugged him right then and there. He took the mic and claimed that we weren't celebrating the mayor in the right way?
I'm not one for demanding people venerate me, but I suppose if I was the mayor and I wanted veneration, I tell a lie. There was the school play that they wrote that I demanded be about me. It was about this man with a lovely, lovely coat. And I said, well, I have a lovely, lovely coat, and I have 17 brothers as well, so why don't you just make it about me? So there it was, Principal Brown and his lovely, lovely coat. It was a critical darling. We got marzipan in on it. It was some job, I tell you. But he says, he didn't like how people were celebrating him. And you know, I gotta say, I agree with that. I don't know if I was wanting the veneration and people weren't giving me enough celebration, I'd be livid too. And I gotta say, after Principal Brown and his lovely, lovely coat was done, I didn't know that there was enough applause. And if I had known that I could start a war to get more applause, I probably would have done it, you know? And he grabbed the mic, and sure, what did he do? He just started screaming, saying that, you know, what is, I see it all the time, you get bullied, you bully. You know, so he started screaming at the crowd, saying, you're not celebrating in the right way. And he said, until that train falls, you're going to celebrate.
I mean, what does that even mean? Suddenly there's a right way to celebrate now? What nonsense is that?
I was definitely celebrating. I was supposed to have been killed by lethal injection via electric chair. And there I was, winning a free bag of popcorn on the shooting range. I was celebrating right.
Our people started booing and things were getting a bit restless. You could feel everyone was on edge. And I don't know if it was an order from the mayor or a panicked decision from the overworked assistant.
Amongst the cacophony of boos, the assistant just started screaming, and then it happened. I'm not even sure who did it, but someone threw a brick, I think. And then the police just opened fire. It was chaos, panic, people running for their lives.
Now, I've seen some heinous shit, being in prison for life, waiting to be executed and all that. Hell, I've done some horrifying things too. But I'd never seen anything like this.
Families and children were there. It was horrific. My ex-wife. You think my ex-wife would ever let me live it down if one of my children got shot by the police? No, she'd be like, see, I told you I was the fun one. And now I can't come back from that. Thankfully, I made it out in time. I looked like a real hero. To be honest,
I looked like a hero for the kids, and I think it's really, it put me in good stead with them, because they always saw me as just a lawyer who gets criminals off. So Sharon can suck it, you know? I kept them safe. I did. They might be stuck in a war zone and can't go home, but they're safe, goddammit. And I won't let anything happen to them. Because she can't come into the town. Because there's a war on, it's not safe for her to just come into the town. So, the kids are here until further notice, I guess.
I was begging to be put back into prison. This was the day of my execution, but I couldn't let my final meal be some barely heated dinky donuts. I was supposed to have a full Ulster fry.
When that first bullet went off, this small, sleepy seaside town was rocked and changed forever. The mayor has since claimed that since the train full of helium flew into the sky on his birthday and the accompanying celebrations would continue until it fell, signifying the end of his day. The people, upon hearing this, rebelled, and after 2 days of riots, martial law was declared. In the preceding days, an all-out war would come to this large landlocked town.
I was supposed to be killed until dead that day. Now, 44 days past execution, I'm stuck fighting in a war that I don't even understand. I don't even know what side I'm fighting for. All I know is that it continues until the train falls.
Until the train falls. Until the train falls. Until the train falls. Until the train falls. Until the train falls.
That became somewhat of a mantra on both sides, willing them both on to win this war. On the mayor's side, the ideal to get celebrated in the right and correct and just way. For the people, the deposition of an egomaniac terrorizing the town. As long as that train stays in the sky, the mayor demands honoring, and as long as the mayor demands honoring, the people will fight.
Until the train falls.
Until the train falls.
Until the train falls.
3 months on.
Until it falls.
This is the story of the people living through Ireland's first civil war of the 21st century. A war set to continue indefinitely until one thing occurs.
Until
the mayor is celebrated. Or he dies. Or the train falls. One thing, and one thing only.
Until the train falls.
Welcome to war.
Until the train falls. 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 Until the train falls.
Hey, Chummy, my son just came back from, you know, from your house, and you know why my store's been looted? Have you been looting it?
A bit.
What's a bit?
You know, like, town spirit.
It's not right.
We're all having a go.
We're all having a go, but we're not looting each other's stores. That's implicit.
No, well, you know, I don't want to show too much of a bias and actively avoid people either, you know? Like, I want to...
Well, you can show a bit of bias.
I don't want to give too much thought to the looting, because then it will come back to bite me.
It's
you know what I mean?
Okay, you say that. It was a piano. some force was put into this.
Yeah, I...
There was transport involved.
I had a couple guys, I had a van, yeah.
I just... It's not right.
I have a kid who's very happy, you know? He's not good. He's not good.
No, he's not. No, he... I mean...
No, he's not good.
He's glowing, though. He's just, I've never seen him happier.
He's happy, but Jesus.
And I said that would happen if you buy a piano.
Hey, guys. Sorry, there was talk of a piano that... Is, will it be used? Could I have it?
No, he's... Well, he's practicing.
I just need something heavy. I'm setting a trap, and I need something heavy enough to crush a man.
Okay, here's what you want to do. There's a blacksmith, right?
Yeah.
I'd say... You've got a van, right? I said, well, you loot the anvil.
I looted the van.
Oh, the anvil's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, you looted the van.
Yeah.
Van's a fun thing to steal. The piano I don't like.
Yeah, you're just annoyed because it was your piano.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
From your stock.
It's just, we said we'd loot together.
Oh, wow. I've said that to a lot of people, you know? I didn't
really?
Know that. Yeah.
Okay.
Classic,
I didn't know that you were
Johnny.
You were just like waiting up on me.
Well,
go live your life. Loot some shit, you know?
Okay, well, I mean, I quite want to
loot. Go steal some crisps.
You want to go loot the anvil?
Crisps?
Start small.
I feel like the anvil feels like a fun
place
to start.
All right.
There's one policeman I'm trying to kill. Let's be blunt, it's wartime. I'm trying to kill a policeman.
With an anvil?
I needed something big. An anvil works. I'm trying to set a trap.
Okay.
So that I am completely, it's plausible deniability.
How many people have you told this plan to?
I've been asking around for heavy
anvils,
things.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose he was looking for a piano previously.
I suppose.
I just was walking by and I heard you mention a piano.
Listen, like, if he doesn't pass his grade one, you can have the piano. I've given him that ultimatum.
How long will that be? Because I need to kill Jack, well, as soon as possible.
Oh, it's Jack you're killing?
Yeah.
I'll help with that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got really uppity, I think, since martial law. And so he's like, I can arrest you for whatever I want. And I think it's...
Can I be honest? He's been saying that pre-martial law.
That's true. Yeah.
He's been saying that all the time. He clamped me up outside my own house once.
Really?
Yeah.
What for?
Blocking an ambulance.
That seems... Well, the ambulance then can't get out.
That's what I said. I also said, you know, like, I wasn't at home.
Yeah.
So I didn't know I was blocking it.
Yeah, how did the ambulance get in there, you know?
Before... There's so many questions. I feel like I could have argued this in court.
Did an ambulance park in your driveway and you just parked up and went about your day?
Look,
like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah. No, look, I came home. I parked this at my home. Realized I forgot something in the shop, so I went for a wee walk. And I came back and my car was clamped.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look at this. You got yourself a looting buddy. You don't need me.
Well, it is
get
an ambulance. We do need more than two.
Yeah. Johnny, if you were in... Like that,
I can ring around some people, see where the van is at the moment.
Oh, you don't have it right now.
We looted it together. Yeah, it's a timeshare.
Oh, people are using the van.
I don't know. It could just be sitting there.
It's not
it could
one
be
of
clamped.
My vans, is it?
Listen.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't paying much attention to the logo on the side of the van.
There's only so many vans that a piano would fit in.
And the one for the music shop is custom.
Yeah, it's expressly built for.
It is an anvil grade van. Like it can support a lot of weight.
I could loot the blacksmith's van. And then...
That's the attitude.
I forget that blacksmiths have vans, you know.
Yeah.
Feels like they should have horse and carriage.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. But
yeah, you know what? I said we get a taxi there and steal the van when we're over there.
Yeah, this
Rick.
Is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want in?
You know what? I'm good. I made some plans with some buddies.
Okay, well, enjoy.
Now...
In a vague and general direction.
No. Which store are you leading?
No, I don't know. It's not my
kind
of shoes.
Okay, it's just your daughter's been looking at guitar lessons.
She's been looking on Facebook Marketplace and there just isn't a guitar that's taking her fancy.
Okay, we need to stop by my shop and I need to grab and lock up a few things, but then we can head out.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Well, if you're going in, I could jump in and then get out there. No worries,
that makes sense.
No, you're gonna loot the guitar. I know it.
How can I loot it if you're there? That's the trick at which it leaves.
What?
I didn't follow that either.
He'll lock up. I'll see how he locks up. And sorry, I really shouldn't be like spilling my secrets.
I mean, I think we both know what's gonna happen.
Listen, I'm just Josh, and I'm just, you know, I know you're stressed. You think I have a real vendetta for taking the instruments from your shop? And you know what? If there's another music shop in town, I'd target them.
All right, you can come with it. Okay, you can watch me lock up, but you do have to help us lift the anvil.
That's fair trading, I think.
All right.
Well, that's that.
Not everyone is against the inherent violence of war. Some people have been waiting a long time for their chance to spray bullets.
Looks like it's finally happening. It's what we've been waiting for. It's what we've been training for.
I've been working forearms this week, boys.
Forearms?
They're glistening. For the trigger finger.
You are dripping with sweat, my friend. I want to shoot.
You know what I don't like about war, though?
What?
All these clothes we have to wear.
I agree.
All this camouflage, it hides your rippling bods.
You know Predator? Arnie's there and he's walking around the jungle. He's all naked from the torso up.
Yep.
And he's got his bandeau of bullets on his back.
Yep.
Why are we not doing that right now?
That's what I was just about to say. You need camouflage, body paint.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Body paint.
Oh, I thought you said volophone. Right.
I will paint your body right now.
I don't think there's enough paint in this village to cover your traps,
that
bro.
That is true, my friend. That
so
is bloody true.
Gentlemen, I'm so glad we got you together.
How did you see us?
You're very well hidden. However, I am a spy, and it's wonderful I can see you because I've been trained by the army. So, I've been sent to you to tell you a very special mission.
Ma'am, you have a mission for us?
Might I just say, ma'am?
Yes.
Might I just say, your biceps, you are jacked.
You are jacked.
Thank you so much. Your mission is to invade France. Well done. You're going to do amazing.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I'm off now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Invade France?
France. We waited 19 years for a mission, lads. Wait, sorry, 19 months here for a mission.
It felt like 19 years. Yeah, it felt like 19 years.
And now, when a war breaks out, we're finally getting one.
Yeah, but we're going to France. I mean, guys, I don't want to say, but I've got gym buddies here.
I never thought about it like that.
We've all got gym buddies here.
Of course.
Yeah. What if the French don't like our gym buddies?
No,
what?
He's a buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. What?
He's got a gym body, you know.
So you're saying that we would have to make French friends?
I'm saying that I don't want to have to lose my friends.
Wait, actually, it was invade France.
It wouldn't be friends. Yeah, we wouldn't make any friends.
So we'd have to find anyone jacked.
It's all right, guys.
Shoot him.
We can go. We can do this. We're going to turn the French press back to a bench press.
Oh, yes, my God, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Well, your brain pull-ups. Is as tight as your muscles. But I do want to point out, SWAT, one second. I need to say one thing, SWAT.
Bro, your vocal cords are so jacked.
Thank you. Why are we going to France when the war is in Dumbracken?
We can't turn down a mission from
I know.
A rippling
I feel bad questioning
finger.
The motives. What is going on with me?
Are you saying that up top's compromised, bro?
No way, man. I've been working out on my tops. It is not compromised.
You are not compromised in the slightest.
Delts, bro. Those delts.
Bro, if we stop trusting someone rippled as all hell...
Who do we trust?
Who do we start trusting?
If anyone's got biceps that defined... I'm going to trust them.
We're going to France, boys.
We're going to France.
It's been an honor serving with you.
Bonjour.
Hey, I think I'm your partner. Are you Dave Jones?
Yeah, I suppose I am, yeah.
Yeah. I'm your partner for this.
Oh, that's nice. Anyways, we got partnered up during war.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Were you conscripted too, or did you?
I was conscripted. I tried to get out of it. I tried to use my classic jury duty lines, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember. I copied your line.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you.
It worked.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Worked for jury duty, but not for this.
No, they said it was ideal, in fact.
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating. There's one horse. I don't know how you want to play it.
We shoot it at the same time?
What?
I'll be honest, I don't care for horses. We have cars.
But we haven't got assigned a car. Do you have a car to drive around?
I got my own one.
Oh, well.
Not to brag.
Yeah, if you want to use your car in the war, if you want to drive around, see if you want to run into the enemy.
No, just for, transport.
No, if you're going to use it in the war...
I don't care for the horse you gave us. It has a bad attitude.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, you can use the car if you want, it's fine. But you gotta hit an enemy. Anytime you activate the cart, you gotta go and drive it into them.
I actually like the horse, though. I have developed quite a relationship and a rapport with the horse.
Yeah, you know what? If you would stop interrupting me, I'm not asking about the car. I'm asking if we can get a trailer.
Can we get a horse trailer?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We really get along. You know what? After the war, you want to hang?
I would love to. This would be nice. Do we have the same conversation after we got out of jury duty?
No, I got questioned by the police afterwards on account of the things I said. They thought I was just copying you, so I had to lean into it.
Oh, what you do there is you say, but I don't have a gun, so I can't shoot them. Oh,
but I did.
Oh, you had the gun, you waved it around, you showed them?
I didn't wave it, I just sort of, you know, lifted my jacket. Like they do in the movies.
In a threatening way?
I was just sort of showing off.
Oh, wow. I said I don't have a gun, so although I would kill someone, I can't because I don't have a gun.
I've got two if you want one.
It's really interesting what the war brings out in people, and it's really nice to see your relationship developing.
I really think I'm thriving right now.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
As a superior commanding officer, can I have his gun? You didn't give me a gun. You gave me a horse.
I didn't realize you were my superior.
No, we're partners, but this guy here is...
This guy?
Yeah, this guy. The guy that conscripted us.
Yeah.
I thought he just worked out, man.
Look, hey, I didn't conscript you. I'm just giving the news. The gun laws, they're familial. If yous can prove your family, that's gun law.
Well, he slept with my sister.
Well, I mean, that kind of brings you closer together, I suppose.
I would say we were never further apart.
Maybe brought us closer, but him and my sister do not get along.
It's weird because we do still sleep together.
Yeah.
But we just don't like each other.
Don't work as a couple, but in bed, it just works.
Yeah.
Look, it's war times, I get it, you know?
I think it's because we both like to fire the guns.
They fire the guns when they're orgasming.
Oh, really?
Oh, not just then.
Oh, that makes so much more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like you're climaxing twice. That's what I've heard.
You're wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not? Who told me that? Who told me that the guns is like climaxing twice?
So the horse trailer.
Can we get a trailer for our horse? Fucking horse trailer. It's fine. Wait,
what's with the attitude from this guy?
Yeah,
we're in wartime, lad.
No need to be mean.
Yeah.
It's fucking wartime.
We've asked you some very civilized questions. We didn't want to be here.
Why do you get the gift of grace of patience and I don't get it?
All I wanted was for me and my partner to share two guns and get a horse box for our horse.
And I'm saying, yeah, you can do that.
So why are you doing it with such an attitude?
Because I'm fucking pissed off, right?
This is the problem. This is who we should be fighting against.
Can I be honest? He still hasn't told me which side I'm on.
Right?
Do you know which side you're on?
No, because he could be the enemy and that's the problem.
You can pick. It's whoever...
You can't conscript for both sides.
I can.
Well, that's me stumped, to be fair. You are above us.
They just said, here, Joey, conscription, get him in. And I said, all right, lad, I'll get him in. Here we are.
Well, could you conscript my sister? Because then he might stop sleeping with her.
No.
Yeah, no, I can do that.
Can you make sure we're conscripted to opposite sides? Because I think that would be pretty hot.
Oh, God damn it. No, put her on the same side. Make her his partner. No, Audrey, no, I don't want to lose you. Make her my partner. Nope, that doesn't work either.
What if I make her my partner?
You're not on the front lines. That wouldn't work.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah, no, I mean, can you just imagine? It's like Christmas Eve during World War II.
There.
When the two sides crossed and just embraced each other.
They didn't just start hugging.
Well, they played football, didn't they?
No, they slept with each other.
They slept with each other.
They played footy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they played football. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
They weren't fucking in the trenches.
They were fucking in the trenches.
You don't know that? You don't know they were fucking in
my
the trenches?
My granddad wasn't World War II. I know they were fucking
in the trenches. Did he tell you that you say were fucking in the trenches?
Yes, and you know what? Klaus is my second granddad, and I love him very dearly. That's how they met.
I'm Sue. Sorry to any of you have a brother who loves no man's land.
Claire, get out of here.
Brother, I love you, but honestly...
I swear to God.
He's really sexy.
I think it's a uniform.
I love a man in uniform.
I'm wearing the same uniform. It should turn her off equally then.
Do you have a donkey permit at all?
No, we don't. Just horses and cars and trailers.
Just horses and cars?
And guns, kind of.
That's really sexy.
Claire, could you stop sleeping with my partner and shooting a lot of guns when you both do and don't climax, I guess?
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Shooting the guns.
Gunpowder gets me off.
Have you never smelt the gunpowder?
Yeah, have you never smelt the residue?
No, because I don't get a chance to meet people because you two are always fucking, so someone has to keep watch.
Okay, how about this? I know a great donkey farm nearby.
Is it a sanctuary?
What the fuck?
Remember the parent who looted a piano for their child? We caught up with the child to see just how he was getting on.
Tommy, you've been coming to these lessons for 6 weeks now. These skills are just... they're just not up to standard. Have you even been practicing?
Oh, at all? A little.
Do you want to go on the front lines, Tommy?
Of course I do.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. Then stop practicing.
No, I want to be there scoring the battle. As it's happening, I want to be there with a keyboard running alongside the trips.
Well, if that's your dream, then that's all well and good, but you're not going to get there with this level of dedication.
You're right, I'm sorry. I just get distracted sometimes.
What's there to be distracted about? There's either the gunfire or there's the keys.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I just gotta pick one. But then every time I hear gunfire, I'm like, whoa. And then I forget about my dream. Because I think, oh, one of these days I'm going to be handed a gun. But I don't want a gun. I want to inspire trips.
That's...
my dad got me a piano.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. It's
very heavy for the front lines. But his intention was there.
Well, look, it's going to take some work or some engineering for you to be able to do that.
I could get a keytar. There's a shop I could loot.
There's the shop that this piano came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we can really get you onto the keytar yet until we at least get your basic skills down.
Okay.
Tommy,
all I'm waiting for is the first chair of the front line to be shot, and then it could be me up there on the keytar scoring them. So I just need one man to, like, as soon as he goes down, they're going to need a replacement. So you're right, I got to get better. I could be called up at any moment.
Any second.
God, you're right. I haven't been focused enough. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you.
20 press-ups.
Okay. So should I be playing while I'm doing it?
Yes.
Okay. 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 That was one.
and to be honest, Tommy, I don't think you were really trying there. That wasn't low enough.
Oh, come on, Mr. Johnson. Come on, it's hard to reach up to the piano at
B
the same
minor.
Time.
B minor.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta will to want it. You gotta want it. I'm gonna score it for the boys. They're gonna be triumphant. Was that one?
Not quite my temper.
Okay, sorry. Slower or faster?
I'm not gonna tell you that. You think they're gonna tell you that on the front lines, Tommy?
You're right, you gotta just play it as it's going. Yeah, what if they're all using pistols to be slower, but if they're in machine guns, a beat per minute be fast. Okay.
Inspire. Okay. Inspire.
Oh no, a grenade's going off.
Not with your mouth. You gotta
so
play
hard.
It with
it's
your fingers.
Easier. I know what I want to sound like, so it's easier with my mouth. Can I just have a speaker? Can I just have a microphone?
I'm a piano teacher. If you wanted to sing, you could go down the road.
No, I want to inspire. My songs will just probably demoralize them.
It's all right. I'll see you the same time next week.
Okay, I'll work really hard this week, I swear.
You're only going to let yourself down if you don't.
Not only myself, but...
probably your whole family.
Yeah, the men on the front lines too.
True.
No, I'm going to work really hard. You'll see a changed man next week.
Don't waste my time, Tom.
I won't. I promise. I promise, Mr. Johnson. You're going to see a changed man. A good man.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sometimes in war, armies don't have the luxury of using trained soldiers. And regular people, if called upon, don't have the luxury of saying no. They do have the luxury, however, of trying to escape.
One of the privates said that you two were looking to defect and leave the army, and I just want to say, guys, that would really be... I would rather you stay, to be honest.
I'm kind of done with war.
Yeah.
We're all done with war, but you can't
so
just
defect.
Leave.
Leave.
I can't just... You can't just leave. Where are you going to go? To the other side? That's still a war, guys.
No, we can, like, be in between. We can be pacifists.
Oh, you're going to make a little pacifist militia on your own? Well, you'll be the first ones that we shoot. You know the mayor is on my ass to keep the morale up and keep everyone shooting his citizens.
You can't do that.
That's unfair.
What do you mean it's unfair?
It's we're not going to shoot back. We just don't want to engage with this. We're just trying to, you know, mind our peace.
I understand that, but whenever you get conscripted, you lose all rights as a human being. You just got to do what's
said. I don't
said.
Think that's true.
It
do you
is.
Think what? That's true, Percy?
No.
Not all the
what
rights,
what was the
okay?
last book you read?
What?
What was the last book you read?
It's probably Harry Potter 1, isn't it?
No. No. Well, no. I'm just putting this off my desk right now.
I just started the Harry Potter books, and then the war kicked off, and I want to get back to it.
He's really worried about Hedwig.
I have 1 and 2. I haven't got to 2, but you can have my copy of 2 if it'll keep you in the war. Maybe we can make
some
deals.
I've got all 7. I just don't have time to read them.
Why don't you read them on patrol? You can't be doing much out there.
Wait, hold on a second. Because you're telling us we can't defect because we got to be in the army because we got to fight, but you're saying we can read on patrol?
Hey, as long as our people don't see you doing your shit, you can
do
whatever you want.
Our people? What about their people?
Well,
we're trying to be...
If they see you, they'll try and kill you, yeah.
Hey, Homer, if we're allowed to read on patrol, I'm staying.
Percy, if you read on patrol, you'll be seen by the other side. They'll shoot you. And then you'll be able to see what happens to Hedwig.
One of you bounce around, like one of you read to the other one. So one's always aware, spotting, you know? One's you're looking out, Homer.
That's how we get to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
So, like, if he reads to me, I'll fall asleep. If I read... Well, you understand what I mean.
Well, look, how about this? There's a group of 20 new privates that have been conscripted in last Thursday. Like, you can take your pick of, like, one or two of them who will just read to you or stay up or something. Look, I'm all about... You're sergeants. You can't just leave.
Percy, this guy just said there's 20 new people joining, and he won't let 2 people leave.
Yeah, because they don't know the stuff. If you were to train them up to sergeant...
Oh, we don't know anything. You just keep putting medals on us.
Such a Slytherin thing. You're so manipulative.
Yeah,
I am,
and ambitious.
I don't understand what that means.
It's not good. You know, we've only made it this far because of our Hufflepuff values. Mediocrity. Flying under the radar. Literally and figuratively.
And finding things? Is that a Hufflepuff thing?
Yeah, I mean, we find things.
Yeah, I found the whole set of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You find that out there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I found the library that those books were in.
Look, what are you going to do for food? It's dangerous.
It down. What?
What are you going to do for food? It's dangerous out there for just random citizens.
Well, firstly, we hope that when we defect... We're not just random citizens to you, but your friends. And we're going to start a small pig farm.
Look, to me,
Percy's
you'd be friends.
Farm.
You'll of course be friends. Why do you think I keep pinning medals on you? I like you guys. I like what you're bringing to this outfit.
You can't buy friendship with just medals.
You don't know that. Everyone says they can't, but no one ever gets the chance to try it. And now I'm trying it.
Well, it's not working. If you want to be our friend, let us read the book.
Let us read the book.
You can't read the book. You just need to take one of the privates out on patrol with you. I'm trying to acquiesce.
Let us read the book as free men. I'm trying to read June. I want to know about the Fremen.
Guys, if I lose 2 sergeants, I'll get it in the flag. They will say, why did you pin it on people who couldn't be trusted with no... They're going to say you have no honor. That's what they say about people who defect.
You lose 2 sergeants, but you'll gain 2 friends. We can tell
you
all about Harry
Potter.
You
just said we weren't friends.
No, but we can be if you let us go. But if you're going to force us to just fight, well, I'm not going to be friends with you. I'm going to resent you.
Yeah.
I do resent you.
Oh, no.
No, don't resent him yet.
I know
I
do.
Let's just see what he does.
Oh, it seems like he's going to have us fight.
Okay. Well, if you want us to fight, then let's fight.
There you go. You happy? I shot him.
Why did you shoot Homer?
Because you want us to fight.
Percy.
He'll be fine. It's just in the gut. He's Hufflepuff. They're strong.
Homer, I'll get the first... Okay.
They're strong and brave. Oh,
wait,
no, that's Gryffindor.
Oh, now that you've been wounded... Percy, the thing is, now that Homer's been wounded, he can go home.
Honorably discharged.
He can be honorably discharged. Now what are you going to do?
I'm not going to shoot you. I was going to shoot him so that then he could say, you tried to stop us and we could... I'm going to... This is a long and painful death.
Just there, take
You're
my
gun.
You're
going to be fine.
I don't want...
Shoot me.
I don't want your gun. I'm not going to shoot you. And if you shoot yourself... They'll know, because the bullets are different.
I'm too scared to shoot myself.
Yeah.
No, guys, it was a false alarm. Don't worry about it. Just a normal shot.
Hey, Hedwig dies.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He dies
no, he
in
doesn't.
Book 7.
So you have read June.
What?
Is that a June thing?
No, it's a Harry Potter
thing.
Harry
Potter thing.
Oh, okay. So yeah. That would make more sense.
That's a spoiler for you as well. He dies. Hedwig.
Oh, no!
He's an owl.
The owl! No! I've forgotten his name.
Hedwig.
I know now.
Ah.
I want to shoot him now, but he's already been shot.
Take my gun. I'm happy for you to shoot him.
No, he's already been shot. I've already sent for a medic.
You know what? I thought Percy's pig farm, you know, shortly thereafter followed by Homer's horses, would have been a great farm, educational centre, children's play area. But you've ruined it all by shooting me.
I haven't ruined it.
You've shot me in the gut.
You're getting discharged. You get out of this.
Yeah, doctor, just do whatever you need to do. Come on in. Come on in. Don't listen, but just do whatever you need to do.
That's it, very soon.
All right, I'm willing to shoot you, and then I could say that it was because you defected. But then you can't be a peaceful defector. The army will come to Percy's pig farm, and maybe even Homer's horses, and they will hunt you both down. Well, maybe not you, Homer, I guess. Probably
I'm
just Percy's.
I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to start a business with this guy. He shot me in the gut.
Yeah, that's tough to come back from.
You can go off and live your dreams with your horses now.
It sounds like you never even wanted to, Percy Pigs and Homer's horses.
I wanted to read the books first.
Look, I think this friendship, you don't have to lose it. Maybe in the back of your head you remembered something in one of those books about medical discharge. And maybe he always was letting you go. Maybe he was sacrificing himself. You will go to, like, military jail. But maybe one of you can be free. And, hey, I could give you books in there.
No. If I get to read books in prison, I'll do that.
And you, well, once you're patched up, I guess, you're free to do whatever you want.
I'm going to start a small stable.
I hope it does well. We need horses in the army, so if you get it up and running in the next couple of weeks, let us know.
No, I'm not going to tell you about it, because you'll take my horses for meat.
We know we take them for cars. You know, as
why do you need horses for cars?
Because we don't have enough cars, so then some of our patrols get horses.
Oh, because the horses can't drive. If that's
we tried
useful
that.
To
we,
you.
No, they can drive?
Yeah, it's a very special place, or it would have been if I hadn't been shot in the gut.
That's great, because a few of our privates don't have their driving licenses, so if these horses could drive some of our jeeps, that would be amazing.
That's why it's always referred to as horsepower with cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Well, I'm sorry to end it like this.
You did this to us. You ruined us.
I just wanted to be friends.
No, you wanted us to be in the army.
And friends!
Hi guys, welcome to the Spam Pod, a new anonymous podcast where we spam you with information. Now you may be wondering, why does this host have an American accent? Well, we have anonymized our voices as to not be, well, you know, arrested.
We've been anonymized, so we're fine.
Yep, anonymous voices.
I'm Phil, and you'll never work out that it's me, Phil McConnell, under this voice.
Phil.
Yeah?
You can't say your name.
No, it's fine, because the voice has been anonymous. I don't think you're getting the whole...
No, but now you've said your name.
I said my name, and if I was to say that you were Marticia Hartman, then they would never find that out either, because you're not sounding like you right now.
Phil.
Marticia, is that you? Oh my god.
No.
To be on the line with you, this is an honor.
Wait, how did they work that out?
Well,
Marticia, what have you done?
Well, while we have you on the line, do you have any anonymous news about the war? Anything going on?
I had some insight for the rebels, but now that I'm on the line with you, I can't believe it.
You're also on the line with me, Phil, or anyone.
Phil who?
Phil, I'm not telling you. And it's not because I don't remember. It's because I'm anonymized now.
Okay, well, they're moving.
Phil O'Connell, I did it. Sorry, fuck.
Phil,
But you'll never know because this isn't my voice. Have I been anonymized? Is the second mic? Have they changed my voice?
Your voice is anonymized, but your name, like, you can't just say the name.
They'll never know. They can't attach the two things together. That's insane. This voice is not Phil.
I believe they're doing it in post.
Ah. You some sort of sound engineer there, are you there?
No, I just have a basic concept of how these things work.
Ah, well, if you... Let me
it's
know.
Fine.
Send
it's
me a
Phil.
Letter.
It's
Phil O'Connell at 625.
Phil.
What?
We can cut this? We can cut this
hello,
out?
Hello, this is Alan in the booth. Yes, yes, we will be changing the voices in post, but when it's going out live, it's just going out as is.
Oh, Alan, hello.
Hi, it's me, Alan Smith.
Oh, it's been a while. How are you getting on?
I'm not doing too bad. I'm not really on the show. I'm just the engineer, but I was just letting you know.
Oh, you'll edit this out?
This'll all be edited out for the podcast version,
wonderful.
But we are also broadcasting live, so...
Okay.
So I need to finish my address.
So, Phil, if you'll just stop, maybe just don't keep saying your name.
No problem,
and they'll edit this
pleasure.
Out, but, yeah.
And what an honor it is to be on the show with you, by the way.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome.
No, not you.
Oh, to Marticia Hartman.
Marticia Hartman. M-A-R.
That's me. Nope.
Don't worry.
You don't have to spell it. It's okay.
Don't worry. You'll never know who you are. They don't know that you're at Crescent Lane. They don't know that you recently had to give away your dog.
Is the Hartman with an E or just straight up H-A-R-T?
Very, actually, neither. Neither. There's a P-H in there. Silent, silent P.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Phil, you know, I trusted you on this. You know, I wanted to support your dreams. I wanted to start a podcast with you.
Thank you. No one will ever know who I am. So they won't even know who you're complimenting.
Okay.
Anyway, the rebels, they're moving munitions across town.
Do you have their names?
Yes.
We'll anonymize them.
Anonymize
them. We'll change
this.
Their names.
It's
Dory.
Jerry Smith.
They'll never know.
James McAvoy, not the actor. And another Jerry, Jerry O. Smith. I am not a leak in the organization. I just love podcasting.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Barry O'Monaghan.
Don't worry, we're going to change your name in post and maybe even your voice.
Now, this is Alan again. Should
Alan
I...
Alan Smith or a different Alan?
It's Alan Smith. Should I edit out the names of the munitions?
I think
they're all
we can just
every
like...
name that we mention is edited out.
Yeah, I think we could just start over.
No, why would we get rid of the names? They have to know who it is so they know that's not who I think it is because the voice sounds different. They need the names to prove that the voices aren't the same.
Can you edit it right now? Like, that information I gave you, can you let me hear what that would sound like?
Yes.
Everything that I just said.
Yes, I could.
Go ahead, then. I'd like to hear that.
Hello, it is me. I'm calling in to podcast. I have information about... munitions in the area.
Alan, is that Declan in the booth? Is that Declan you've got doing those voiceovers?
Aye, it is.
Ah, Declan, how you been?
Oh, yeah, you know.
How's Melissa?
Oh, yeah, we're still living at 14 Oakland Lane, so...
That's such a pretty house.
Yeah.
The one with the red door.
It's nice, my second child just joined St. James.
Did you give the middle name?
Oh, yeah, after my granddad, Martin.
Same one, lovely.
Yeah,
that's
very nice. It's, you know what? Born 2nd of April, really remember? Same as my pin.
Is she old enough to have a national insurance number?
Yeah, it's 4567... 3-4, obviously with SC at the front.
Well, obviously, yeah.
It's really easy to remember.
It's great. I just want to, if I can give a shout out to the...
Oh, no, you can't do that. This is anonymized. They wouldn't get it.
But if we could just give an emotional shout out to the head of the resistance.
Go ahead, you're on with Marticia Hartman. And
Marticia Hartman, what an honor
Marticia
it is, by the way.
Yep, it's me, it's Marticia Hartman.
But they'll never know.
If we could
just give anonymous
shout out to the head of the resistance, Morticia Hartman.
Wow, real time. Oh, excellent.
Alan, can we go to a commercial break?
Alan, can we go to commercial?
Great work, Declan. Great work.
Hello. Do you need to shave your balls? This is Phil O'Connell at Manscaped.
Relics of the past, uncovered on accident and upfront.
Join us next time for part 2 of the never-ending saga of 4 parts.
I may have accidentally crashed into your car and driven over a doctor, but
There's no need to do something drastic.
Guys, come on, bring a friend or help a guy out. I don't like it.
My children have nothing to do with horse murder.
No. I'm only a child, only a boy. Only a boy swiftly becoming a man.
So you're what? You want to sell salt to perverts? What is your plan here?
WTF. What the actual heck?
I just don't appreciate being said. I don't sound like an Italian. I'm clearly Italian.
Put the gun down so we can criticize you, Phil. Welcome back to Dumbracken.